The Beast Prince by S. E. Smith. Performed by David Brennan. Chapter 1. Lisa laughed as she ran through the meadow. It was almost midnight, but that didn't stop the fun that had started over an hour before. If anything, it made the game of manhunt even more fun. She and almost a dozen members of her adopted family, ranging in age from 4 to 40, had decided that sitting around the fire listening to their parents, grandparents, and cousins reminisce about the good old days was about as exciting as attending a funeral. Lisa grimaced. That probably wasn't the best analogy to use, considering that was the reason everyone was there, for her great-grandmother's funeral. Breathless, she slid down behind a large bale of hay and tried to catch her breath. Laying her hand on her stomach, she leaned back against the coarse straw and listened. The funeral today had been drawn out with almost 100 family and friends attending. What had surprised Lisa was that her grandparents had insisted on having a huge fire that evening at the old cottage that her great-grandmother had owned outside the city of Bath, England. She stared up at the glittering stars. From the few times that she had been to England, it was a rare occurrence to be able to see them. With a sigh, she grinned and made a wish on a falling star as it flashed across the sky. Closing her eyes, she thought of her wish: to find a place where she felt like she belonged. She opened her eyes and shook her head. At 20, she knew she still had plenty of time to discover that. But still. "Oh, crap," she whispered, when she heard the sound of footsteps, followed by a loud yell and a squeal. One of her cousins had found another member of her team. Afraid that she would get caught, Lisa held the tiny purse she always carried against her hip and scooted around the side of the haystack before she took off running. She ran down the path, veering to the left when she saw someone with a light up ahead. A short distance later, the path became more overgrown. Slowing to a walk, she glanced back over her shoulder before she shrugged. She was tired and could use the break. A slight frown creased her brow as she continued down the narrow trail. She didn't remember this path from her explorations over the last week. She was about to fumble for the small flashlight that she had when the path opened up and the full moon overhead shone down on the remains of an old building of some type. Lisa stopped and stared in curiosity at the crumbling bricks. The only thing left...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?